Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free here at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
855-453. We've also got Skype. Skype username is LRN.FM. In fact, we're going to go back to Skype here in a moment to bring back Chris Cantwell, who's with us. We were talking about the Adam Kokesh debacle, basically, where and the possible theft. There are allegations, basically, question marks, I guess, of possible theft being involved with some of the members of the Adam Kokesh team. And from what we were discussing a moment ago, it sounds like, and I think my speculation was right on this, because Chris has actually been down there to the Kokesh production studio and has lived there for some time and has helped out. It sounds like one of the problems was they just didn't have enough activists in the area there, and Chris Cantwell back with us on Skype. In fact, they had to fly people in. There's one of the allegations at the Shield Mutual site where George Donnelly is saying he's no longer going to carry Adam Kokesh as a client, says that at one point they paid for a plane ticket to bring Derek Brose over from Texas so that they could have him host the show. And I presume that's because they just don't have enough people in the D.C. area that are able to handle that.
Well, there's also a difference between activists and media personalities, as I'm sure you're aware of. I mean, but yes, there's not a very strong activist community that I saw there. I mean, you know, Adam can, if he puts something out in advance, get a lot of people to an event by, you know, announcing it and asking people to come. But sure enough, for Adam's court dates, I mean, you're looking at, you know, half a dozen people outside of a federal courthouse in D.C.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, yeah, you say the difference between media personalities and activists, and I watched some of it, and I was really unimpressed. So
what?
With some of the new, you know, Adam Kokesh shows since he's been in jail, and I've just been like, I don't want to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess my question would be, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised that you're not involved, Chris, actually, that you know, why were these people sort of chosen to pick things, it would be my question. And the other question that I've gotten sort of in my mind is, how did they end up managing Adam's finances at all? The only person I would have expected to be managing any of Adam's financial decisions would have been Charles Kokesh,
his dad.
Well, you know, I'm not inside the head of Adam Kokesh. I come into the picture after Adam's in jail, unfortunately. So, I mean, I don't know, you know, what was going through his mind to hand finances over to this one or that one. I mean, my understanding is he originally had handed it over to Lucas, and I think that Lucas felt threatened by Ed, okay? Lucas, I don't care for Lucas. I don't think that Lucas would have handled things much better, frankly, but you know, he might have, and he was basically had a credible threat of violence levied against him without Adam there to protect him. So he left the scene, and then it was up to, you know, Daryl Young to take the helm. And as I mentioned before, Daryl's gang affiliations and philosophical incoherency is a dangerous thing to leave, you know, thousands of dollars with, unfortunately.
So it's essentially been a hostile takeover.
Well, I don't want to say it's a hostile takeover. I mean, Adam brought these people in. Adam, you know, said, told me that he trusted them to manage his affairs. And, you know, whether they, whatever happened down there, again, I don't know, but I'm going to say it didn't turn out well. So, you know, at the best, there was a great deal of incompetence going on.
So you have been to the Kokesh court hearings, and you said there were half a dozen people attending there? I mean, are you...
Maybe a dozen. I mean, I'm thinking, I saw two signs when we went to one court date in D.C. I mean, there was, you know, less than a dozen people there in Adam's support.
I mean, this is Washington, D.C. This is not a place where there are a few people around.
Right.
You'd think that you could pull a few more people out in that particular case. But it does seem to me to be a real dearth of you know, qualified activists who are willing to step up. And as you were pointing out, Johnson, during one of the breaks, I mean, Adam Kokesh has a channel with 70,000-plus subscribers on it. You would think that there would be people who would be very excited about stepping up and kind of taking the reins there and you know, making a big deal about what was going on.
Yeah.
So that's an incredible resource. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, it's certainly an incredible resource, and I think that what you're going to get at is you know, New Hampshire, and I told Adam when I visited him in jail, I said, the jail sucks. You should have gotten locked up in New Hampshire.
Oh, man. tell me about that, because Johnson and I were discussing, you know, what are the differences between jails, and I can say, well, I know the difference between the Keene jail and the Manchester jails, like, night and day. I know that in Keene, you can, if you want to go visit Rich Paul, for instance, you can visit him 7 days a week. There are multiple hours every day in which you can go and visit him. So, you know, you don't have the excuse in Keene of, well, I'm working, because unless you're working 7 days a week, all, right, you know, from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., there's going to be a time when you could go and see Rich Paul. Plus, they now upgraded the camera system in the jail, the visitation system, to where they can even accept remote visits. So you don't even have to leave your house. Chris, you could actually visit Rich Paul tonight from your webcam if you wanted to. So what's it like in D.C., to the federal prison or a detention center?
D.C., you have to schedule ahead of time. You have to call in. You come in, and you're in a room full of people, and you still have the screen. You basically pick up the phone, and you have basically a video chat with the person, but in a crowded room full of people who are making all sorts of noise, and it's very personal, and there's no privacy to it whatsoever, and it's a very lousy system where, you know, you don't get to hug or touch your loved ones, but...
Well, that's true in Keene as well, and same thing with Manchester. You don't get to actually touch the person. In Keene, there is a video screen situation, but you are in your own room separate.
You have some privacy there. You can have a conversation with them. You're not sticking your finger in your ear trying to drown out the noise of 100 other crazy people that are freaking out because their loved ones are locked
Do they check IDs of visitors there?
They do check IDs, and they have people walking around, so if you try to take a camera out or something like that, you can get your visit terminated. You could be banned from the place.
Wow, you can't even take a picture.
No, people get away with it, but it's, if you get caught, you're done.
Because I know that in the Keene jail, you can absolutely take video. I've recorded Rich Paul multiple times in that visitation area. And they actually, while they used to check IDs, one of the things that they've changed recently, Chris, is that you used to be able to walk into the Keene jail and see somebody. If there was nobody else that was already in the visitation areas, you could wait and then you could go see somebody. You do have to schedule in advance now, but there's actually a benefit to that, in that you schedule in advance. When you walk in and you go to the visit. You don't have to sit and wait for like five single moms to visit before you. You can just go right in and you can visit the person you're scheduled to visit. And there's no longer even a guard who checks IDs. It used to be that you had to have a government-issued ID to go and visit somebody at the Keene jail. Now you can just schedule the visit online. You walk in. There's not even anybody there checking. You just walk in, punch in a code, and you get to visit somebody. It's incredible.
Well, I mean, that's a far... you know, more acceptable method of kidnapping and caging our friends. I'll give them that.
it is what it is, right? I mean, certainly the government guys are not going to shut down their jails tomorrow, as much as we'd like them all to have the pangs of conscience and decide to do the right thing. So in the meantime, if I'm gonna do civil disobedience, I'd rather do it in a place where I can go and, you know, the eggs are real in the kitchen, the food is actually edible, and the visitation situation is a much more preferable situation. I mean, this is a realistic factor for somebody that's considering being a civilly disobedient individual, which is why we were talking earlier. If you want to go and be disobedient in Detroit, I don't think I'd want to be in that jail.
Yeah, I imagine your fellow inmates in the Cheshire County House of Corrections are a lot easier to deal with than those in D.C. as well.
Yep, I bet you that's the case also.
So
I didn't see a single fight in the cell block I was in. The fights were always happening in the female block.
So I've got some additional questions, just because I'm just curious about with the Adam Kokesh situation. So, have you had any chances to interact with Charles Kokesh at all?
No, I never spoke to Adam's father. I spoke to his mother before I visited him on my way out of Virginia, and, you know, relayed some messages for her. But no, I've never spoken to Charles.
So I'm just wondering, you know, if his family has involvement here, if he's, you know, if they're, now that this stuff is coming out, is his family going to be able to kind of step in and kind of take over the situation? Because I would think that his family would be the only one that's kind of motivated here to kind of bailed.
Apparently.
Out of the situation.
Can't speak to that. I don't know, unfortunately.
Chris, you're thinking about coming back up to New Hampshire soon?
Somebody took interest in my writing and is willing to pay me to write from wherever I am.
Awesome.
So I'll be up there pretty soon.
Look forward to seeing you back, man. Thanks for coming on the show with us tonight. Chris Campbell from ChristopherCampbell.com. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live.
Kim is in a rush and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features like the webcam. Watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners on the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and like the rest of the features on our site, it is free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Now, maybe you're preparing for a camping trip. Perhaps you like to hunt. Yeah, you're into survival or shooting gear. ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com are family-owned, and they have the lowest prices. Go and see for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Again, that's ManVentureOutpost.com. And from what I'm told, ManVentureOutpost.com now sells firearms. So if you've been looking to buy some guns, right, you can go and hook up through ManVentureOutpost.com. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, we were talking earlier about the Free Detroit project and some of the competitors to the Free State project. As far as freeing Detroit goes, you know, we've just talked about the jail situation and how if you're going to be doing things that could possibly put you in the crosshairs of the state, it's a good idea to really consider what the jail's like where you're going to be staying, because you can guarantee that if you do something that is a threat to the state in some way, they're going to target you. And when they target you, there's a good chance they're going to put you under arrest for some sort of nonsense. And then they might put you in jail after finding you guilty for that nonsense. And if you're in an uncomfortable place in jail, that could be very, less than desirable, right, let's say. So it's a very realistic consideration to take into effect. Well, if I'm going to do something that's going to put me at risk, like activism, like agorism, then the folks behind the Free Detroit movement want to do agorism. Well, the definition of agorism is to do things without government permission for the, and some would add, I think there's an argument to be made here, but there, you know, some would add that you're doing those things without government permission for the purpose of undermining the state.
Right.
Once they find out about you doing those things, you will be targeted. So whether that's running a business without a government license, selling food without a health code permit, you name whatever the government permission slip is that you have to, so allegedly have to have to do these things. Once, you know, the competition gets wind that you're out there, they're going to report you, and then the investigators are likely going to investigate you, unless you're politically connected and for whatever reason can prevent that from happening, which you probably won't be if you're an agorist.
Right.
So, you know, you got to be realistic here. And I just don't know how realistic the idea, first of all, of freeing Detroit is, number one, or secondly, even getting to the point where you can have an impact. Because it's one thing to do agorism below the table, right, to sell some marijuana to somebody or to cook some food for some friends or something like that, to sell exclusively within your own social circles. That's one thing. That's a relatively safe activity. But that's not going to replace the state, is it? I mean, you're not going to end the state by cooking a meal for your friends. It's a nice thing to do. People I know do it for me. I think it's great. I love it. I support it. When folks around here in the Keene area, they're going to cook for some folks, I'm always in. You know, I'm always up for that. I like that.
This actually, I read an article recently, like apparently in New York City, that there are these underground wine parties or whatnot or something like that. Like, there's this kind of movement going on where people are cooking for each other.
I have that story right here, as a matter of fact. Reason.com's Hit and Run blog. Folks in the Big Apple are illegally eating things. CBS affiliate in New York uncovered the scary secret world of illegal underground dinner parties. No, this is not a joke or a parody, though it will really feel like one for the first few seconds of the clip. The newscasters treat this situation with the same slightly amazed and shocked tone that they use when they cover the underground world of raves. You know which story I'm talking about. Every local news affiliate runs one every sweeps period. Here's some of the text, but I can't do the reading justice. The diners are a mix of New Yorkers and tourists. CBS2's undercover cameras captured one experience. Eight people who didn't know each other eating a meal in a stranger's home.
You have to just sound more smug, you know, like eight people who didn't know each other. You know,
right? I love the news. I love the newsy attitude or spiel.
I know, it's always just like, oh my God, can you believe this?
They have a certain way of reading. They have a certain diction that is very identifiable. That hostess, Naima Shafi, writes about food, but is not a chef. Her reporter, Tamara Leitner, found her through a website which connects amateur foodies and professional chefs in 20 different countries with people who want unique dining experiences. Clandestine dinner parties like the one Leitner attended have become more common in New York City, and insiders told Leitner they're completely unregulated. Undercover cameras.
Oh, my goodness.
We're back now. We're out of the news clip. Back to Scott Shackford at the Hit and Run blog at Reason.
Can you imagine an unregulated dinner party at a friend's house, Ian?
People must be just dying left and right.
Can you imagine, for example, like maybe a mother cooking for her children without a food inspector there? Yeah.
Well, no. It only becomes dangerous when money changes hands.
Oh, yes, exactly.
If you've watched enough local news, you should be able to hear the slight alarm in the reporter's voice in your head when she uses words like stranger's home and completely unregulated. But I encourage you to watch the whole thing. It gets both funnier but also infinitely maddening when they bring in a consulting firm made up of retired health inspectors who now make a living advising restaurants on how to comply with the regulations that they used to enforce. They weigh in on the illegality of the whole thing, and then the reporter returns to tell Shafi how illegal it is that she's having dinner parties. She could be fined $2,000. Now, maybe we'll play the audio clip. I haven't checked it to see what the levels are like or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, this is happening. And it's happening because there are chefs out there who are really talented, but, you know, maybe they can't find a job. And maybe they like the idea of having full control over their environment where they don't have to deal with some just attitude-filled server or whatever, or, you know, the problems that they would have to deal with dealing with a restaurant, a manager who's too busy blowing coke in the back room to care what's going on out front. I mean, you name it. There's all kinds of issues that come up with a restaurant. But, you know, if you're doing it in your own living room and you're meeting these, you know, interesting people, and it sounds like fun.
My mind also goes to, and I can't help but think of the Airbnb stuff that New York outlawed as well. It's Airbnb. It's bed and breakfast, and Air stands for over the internet. So apparently what people were doing is this Airbnb became a really popular movement over the past few years, where people are essentially, they become this part of this network, and it's like you get almost like an eBay kind of rating system, and people just give a room up for availability so that instead of staying in a hotel or something like that, especially in an area like New York where it's really expensive to stay in a hotel, you can stay at someone's place.
For
a lot less money.
Which, of course, upsets the people running the hotels, so they report those people to the regulators, and then they try to crack down.
Well, it's been outlawed in New York. Now Airbnb has very large fines for running an Airbnb.
Right, and they'll sting you on it, too. Oh, yeah. They'll set up a sting operation. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Have you ever eaten at one of these underground dinner parties? Would love to hear from you if you'd like to share your thoughts. And take control. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's free. Talk live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up what you want, toll free here, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about illegal dinner parties. We'll actually get to the New York CBS affiliates report on this here in a moment. I have pulled that up, 855-450-FREE. If you are somebody who's been involved in this, maybe you've actually attended one of these dinner parties as a client, or you're a private chef, you're somebody who's actually cooking for other people that come into your home, and you charge them for it.
I was thinking technically, and I mentioned this just as we went to last break, but that technically, you know, I hired an agorist chef to care my move-in when I moved to New Hampshire, and I guess technically that could be considered an illegal dinner party. Right?
It may be. I don't know what the regulations are in New Hampshire. Sure. I don't imagine they're as stringent as New York City.
No, I'm sure.
But yeah, I mean, the government bureaucrats do not like it when you're doing things for money and they don't get a cut.
Right.
And that's really what this comes down to. It's not about safety because, do you think you're safer when a professional chef is cooking for you in his home, or when, you know, mom or somebody like that is cooking for you?
Right.
And that's not to say that mom wants to poison you, but you know, professionals are trained at this sort of thing. They actually have gone to serve safe trainings. They know what they're doing. They've gone to school. They've learned a few things about handling food safely Whereas, you know, mom's been cooking for a long time. I don't know. It's a toss-up. Maybe the professional chef is a bit safer. Either way, the people who are eating in these people's homes obviously are not concerned about this because they're doing it. They're right. choosing this. And that's what people should be free to do. They should be free to choose. But anyway, let's get into the video here in a moment, or the audio track from it. I want to make sure you know first about the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, a call-in show, YouTube channel, and it's a web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com and browse through the 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series, which examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrot and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and more. schoolsucksproject.com. So, CBS 2 is reporting in New York City about these underground dinners. Let me give you the rundown here from their reporter, Tamara Leitner, as we continue with Free Talk Live. We'll also take your calls, especially if you've been involved in one of these underground dinner parties. But let's go with the report from CBS 2 when it's ready, which will, I'm sure, be in moments.
As you sit down to dinner, this next story is eating out like you've never experienced before. We're talking about super secret, illegal dining experiences hosted in private homes.
CBS 2's investigative reporter Tamara Leitner went undercover to see firsthand how this underground world works.
It may look like a dinner party, but this is an underground supper club held on the Lower East Side.
Thank you very much.
And at this one, the diners are a mix of New Yorkers and tourists. Eight people sharing a meal in a stranger's home.
Bum, bum, bum.
In a stranger's home.
The hostess, Nama Shafi, writes about food, but is not a chef. We found her through this website, Eat With, which connects amateur foodies.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I was wondering, because the reason story didn't actually give the location of the website in question. So, Eat With is the website. I'm going to presume it's a .com, but yeah. I'm sure if you Google it, Eat With would open up. Because I'm interested to see, actually. Oh, and I love you, CBS New York. Thank you for automatically refreshing the page on me. That's an awesome feature. What a great feature from CBS New York. And actually, all CBS sites do that.
Right.
Like every certain period of time, they will just reset on you. So we're going to continue that here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but Eat With is the site.
Right.
I definitely want to pull that up because I want to see, you know, is this something that's only New York-focused, or is it where you just, you know, type in a zip code and see if this is going on where you live? Here's more of the audio.
Supper Club, held on the Lower East Side.
All right.
Supper Club.
And at this one, the diners are a mix of New Yorkers and tourists. Eight people sharing a meal in a stranger's home.
Oh, I've got a perfect sound clip
for that. The hostess, Nama Shafi, writes about food, but
I've been waiting.
Waiting
to use this.
We found her through this website, Eat With, which connects amateur foodies and professional chefs in 20 different countries with people who want unique dining experiences. Clandestine dinner parties like these have become more common in New York City, and insiders tell us they are completely unregulated.
So do you ever worry about getting caught?
Jay is a professional chef who also cooks underground. He cooks with blow torches, nitrogen, and even a vacuum machine to create progressive meals.
And that's the thing, supper clubs, they're in a sense illegal just because they're underground. No, nobody will.
Dude, this guy's called
a progressive meal.
This guy's ballsy. I mean, he's actually appearing openly.
Right.
They're giving his name. He is not, like, silhouetted or anything like that. So I imagine he'll be targeted for takedown.
Health department would come. They would obviously shut it down. So there's always a little bit of worry.
To stay under the radar, Paglaje changes the location every time and keeps the guest list exclusive through this members-only website, Underground Eats.
There's another one.
It's going to be a very hidden kind of a secret, and I think that's the interesting part about it. And a lot of it is word of mouth.
But some critics have concerns about these unregulated dinner parties.
It definitely falls into a gray area.
Leon Lebarski owns Letter Gray Consulting. His staff of retired New York City health inspectors advises restaurants on health regulations.
They should be regulated by the same system that regulates every restaurant.
Why?
Well, because otherwise my business might fail.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why do you need a consultant right. in New York City to to run the numbers on your business right. as far as how do you actually how do you appease these bureaucrats? It's because the system is so labyrinthine, it's so difficult to understand. That's why, like in the radio business, you have to hire a consultant, an attorney, who basically takes you through the process of applying for a radio station if you want to get something mm-hmm. from the FCC. Same thing with these characters.
I wouldn't hire this guy after he said that, too. You know, I would bet that, you know, well, if you were saying, like, he wants to consult with people and he's got these retired, retired inspectors that are doing this, and he was being a good person about running his inspection business and helping people to pass inspections and just doing that, fine. But it sounds like this guy is the type of kind of shady character who might be reporting people if business dealings don't go well with them.
Well, he's got his old buddies at the bureaucracy. He's a right. retired bureaucrat.
In New York City.
The health department issued this statement. In New York City, people who offer meals to the public for money need permits. The city does not allow meals to be served to members of the public in someone's home.
Okay, the remainder of the statement is, you need a permit or else we're going to hurt you. We're right. going to take you from your home or whatever home you end up doing this in. We're going to put you in handcuffs if you happen to serve a meal to an undercover officer who does an investigation on you. And then we're going to take you into the system. You're going to go to court. We're going to find you guilty, likely. And then you're going to end up going and having to pay thousands of dollars in fines or whatever arbitrary amount we demand to extract from you, or else you're going to jail.
You don't have permission to eat slave unless someone has paid us.
Dude, that's all this really is.
And it really, I mean, you think about it. There is no way that you can eat unless someone has paid the government.
Pretty much. Because whether it's the store that's selling you your
exactly,
own food.
Exactly. Store or restaurant, anywhere. Someone who's had to pay.
Anytime money changes hands, they want to cut. So there's
right.
money changing hands at the grocery store. There's money changing hands at this person's home, whatever. They get up very upset about that. You can cook for free for somebody. That's no problem.
Sure.
So we went back to talk to Shafi.
You guys are breaking the law by serving people meals and charging.
Yeah. The reality is that they're here and people really love them.
In the meantime, foodies like Shafi and professional chefs like Peg Leger continue to host these covert supper clubs.
I want to do as much as possible. So my goal would be to do it at least 2 to 3 times a week. So kind of like a restaurant on the weekends.
If caught hosting one of these underground dinner parties, the host could be fined $2,000 and ordered to shut it down. Tamara Leitner, CBS 2 News.
As though the being ordered to shut it down is such a big deal. I mean, they're already ordered to shut it down.
Yeah.
They're already under that order.
$2,000. What happens if you don't pay the $2,000 fine? Mm-hmm. 855, 450 free. There's a little bit more here, the wrap-up segment with the two hosts that have just played the package. We'll see what they have to say in a moment. 855, 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Are you afraid of this? Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale. Right now at BePrepared.com. This month only. Every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon. Only $20.39. Regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff. Normally $28.49. Now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert? Try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49. Usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com. With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99, with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that we have on the site. If you like the show, you appreciate the work we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you like the message of the program, then by all means, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The concept is you send in $5 a month to Free Talk Live. We take that, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations all around the country, and bring more Internet listeners on board as well. So your AMP dollars help us get Free Talk Live into more ears. And it really works. So it's thanks to listeners like you for sending in $5 a month through amp.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Also, I want to tell you about blockchain.info. Now, maybe Bitcoin is a way that some of these people that are throwing the illegal dinner parties could make their dinner parties not so illegal. Because normally, when the government is regulating some sort of business activity, it requires you to be using money. Well, you know, is Bitcoin money or isn't it money? Well, I would argue that it is, but maybe the government's laws only, and again, I don't know what the laws say in New York City, right, but maybe the laws specify that it's dollars, that they, you know, if you're trading dollars for services, that's when their regulations come into play. But what if I'm just trading digital currency, this decentralized Bitcoin that can be used anywhere in the world to transact business with anybody else anywhere in the world? There's no government that issues it, although I think there was a government court decision that did determine that Bitcoin was indeed money, so I don't know, maybe it'd be screwed anyway. But regardless, Bitcoin's an excellent tool for transferring wealth from one person to another, and it works very, very well, but you need to have a wallet in order to make it possible. And in order to get a wallet...
Like a leather wallet?
Not at all, actually. You cannot have a real wallet and have Bitcoin. You have to have a digital wallet in this case.
Actually, that's not true.
You are referring to the physical wallet. Bitcoin. Okay, I get what you're saying, but...
Well, you can have a paper wallet.
Sorry, now you're getting into
you can
advanced.
Have a paper wallet that you put in your wallet.
You're getting into advanced Bitcoinery here, Johnson. And
well, that's one of the draws of blockchain.info, I think, is the paper wallet.
It is a feature that they have. I don't know if we want to get into explaining what all that means.
Sure,
I think that it's better if people just go and get their own wallet online over at blockchain.info. You can also access it through their Android or iPhone app, which makes it really easy. So if you're at one of these underground dinner parties, mm-hmm. you've got Bitcoins on your phone, they've got a phone, smartphone. You just pull out your phones, you mate them together with the QR codes, and Bitcoins get transferred. And blockchain.info makes that easy. So go to blockchain.info. As we're going to go back to CBS 2 here in New York City, where there's a fear-mongering report that talks about these underground dinner parties that are going on. And unapologetically, by the way, the hosts of these parties, the chefs, they actually managed to find a couple of them that were willing to talk on camera about what it is that they are doing. And they are heroically preparing food for individuals.
Well, the price to get into one of these underground supper clubs ranges from $40 to several hundred. Some of the hosts say that they are in it simply for the love of food, while others hope to actually turn a profit.
Oh, my goodness.
What would you do if your food was served to you by strangers
for a profit? And, of course, the idea is that, it's bad because they're making a profit on this. And that's why the people that are involved will say things like, I just do it for the love of food. No, come on, be honest. Right. Be honest. The guy that was in there earlier who's honest enough to, like, come right out and admit who he is, which mm-hmm. is really brave, this guy was saying he wanted to do it for a few nights a week, mm-hmm. and that was it. And, and that it made it sound, he didn't come right out and say this. The report wasn't long enough. You didn't get to see his whole interview, obviously.
Right.
But I bet you they had eight people in there. Mm-hmm. Let's say $50 a plate. You know, you're looking at $400 there for an evening. Now, food costs generally aren't very high.
Right.
So what do you think he's spending per plate? Let's say $5?
Right.
$10 maybe if you really like ultimate high quality ingredients, mm-hmm. $10 a plate. So mark them up to $50. You're making $40 per head. $40 times 8, that's not too shabby.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too shabby for an evening's worth of work. You do a few of those per week, you've got your rent paid.
Sure.
And you haven't even had to leave your house except to go grocery shopping. Which, what kind of chef wouldn't want to do this? I guess there's a kind of chef that likes the idea of being in a big fancy restaurant. I'm sure those chefs are out there. But given that jobs aren't exactly easy to find in a down economy, if you can run your own business from your own home and you don't have to, jump through any hoops in order to do it, which is what these folks are doing.
Sure.
It's word of mouth. It's bringing you new business all the time. And if your product's good, people are going
to
talk about it.
The caveat to that, though, is that you are inviting strangers into your home. You know,
they could take something, I suppose. Yeah.
Something. They could just be crazy,
They could be.
This food is terrible, and then they come at you with a knife. I don't know.
Hey, risks are involved in doing business with the public.
There are some pretty crazy restaurant transactions.
There are.
Things happen in restaurants.
But okay, I will admit that's all mm-hmm. true, right? I mean, whenever you're dealing with the public,
sure.
There's a chance you're going to deal with crazy people,
mm-hmm.
and there's a chance that crazy person could come into your home, in which case maybe you want to have a bouncer.
Sure.
If you're really worried about the kind of people that are going to come in. But
actually,
think about the kind of people that are attracted to this.
Actually, let me posit a much more realistic scenario that just came up.
Because I was going to say, how many crazy people are going to pay $50 a plate?
That's a little far-fetched. Here's a much more realistic, risky scenario. Risky scenario, especially with food, you serve someone with a food allergy, something that kills them.
Yeah.
Then you're in real trouble.
Well, that would be one of those things where there's probably, if they're smart, right, there's some statement, because most chefs are aware of food allergies,
sure.
So there's probably some, because it sounds like the way this is working is there's like an organizer and then there's the chef,
mm-hmm.
maybe in some cases it's the same person,
right.
But either way, you'd want your clients to say, fill out a form, a consent form or something like that, like, oh, well, I don't have any food allergies, or if you do have food allergies, please, let us know which
sure.
ones. We want you to feel good. We want you to be safe. We want you to mm-hmm. enjoy your experience here. So why wouldn't they do something like that?
Right.
But, you know, either way, you are dealing with members of the public. There is always that question mark. You never know who you're going to deal with. Are they going to be satisfied? Are they going to be upset or whatever? But there's a certain type of person that's going to be attracted to a meal like this, as they describe them, foodies. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that are into the higher quality ingredients, and
right.
the frou-frou preparation and all that. So, you know, how many of those people are going to be the kind of folks to make a scene,
right.
Especially to make a scene in a small group of people as opposed to in a large place where most mm-hmm. people aren't paying attention to you? Here, you're sitting at a table with other people, and
right.
if you're going to make a scene, there's going to be probably seven other people in there who are not going to be on your side. You know, like, odds are good, unless it's, the chef has really botched it up,
right.
That most of the people sitting there are going to look at you as the problem. So I don't really, I wouldn't be too worried about it as a chef personally, but, you know, I'm sure that, and it really doesn't matter. If the chef's worried about that, then go work at Carrabba's or whatever, and then, you know, you don't have to worry about that. But in this case, you get to keep all the money that you earn. You get to decide what to prepare. You can change it up any old time you want to. You can prepare dishes as unique and as fancy as you want to, so that the creative factor mm-hmm. is there. The you earn what you're worth factor is there. I mean, this is an ideal situation, it seems,
sure.
for a personal chef, except for the fact that one of your customers could be an undercover agent, and
right.
you could end up in handcuffs after the fact.
It also seems like you could, you know, you're very, especially as a personal chef, even though this is a dinner party, this seems like also a great way as a personal chef to be establishing client relations.
Absolutely.
For, you know, cooking for them on a personal level.
Well, that brings you to that brings me to another question. Is being a personal chef also illegal in New York City? Because I remember back in the day, we had a chef, a personal chef, back a long time ago in Sarasota, Florida, when we were a local show. One of the things we could do was bring local restaurants in and, you know, we're eating a D'Artino's pizza and it's great. You know, that kind of thing on the air.
His name was Paul something, wasn't it?
Paul, yeah. I forget the last name, though.
Oh, wow. The fact that I remember his name should say something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's been over a decade since we did that. But yeah, the dude was awesome. I mean, he will come into your home. He will prepare food for you. He would put it in freezer containers. So basically, you would have him come in once a week. He wouldn't have to be there every night. He'd come in once a week and prepare mm-hmm. you a week's worth of food. You store it in the freezer, and when you want to eat some of it, you pull it out and heat it up. And it's, you know, almost as good as the first time he made it. And the dude would come in, and, you know, every week he'd have something new for us, and it was awesome. And one of the things he did was, when you became his customer, there was like a 4-page long survey mm-hmm. that you had to fill out. You know, what are you allergic to? What do you like? What do you not like?
Right.
And then he would customize your food schedule for you. It was mm-hmm. awesome. Was that illegal?
Who knows?
I don't know. I can't imagine it is, because who's the kind of person that hires a personal chef? Someone who can afford to hire a personal chef, and that's usually somebody who's
One of the things that struck me so much about Chef Paul was that his prices were, like, when
reasonable.
I took groceries into account and time and all that, it was like not
he would do
bad
the shopping, wouldn't he? I think he would do the shopping too. Incredible.
There's an Agorist personal chef up here, too. I've actually hired him to do some services
for me. I think I need to do that, too, because I'm sick of the frozen food. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com.
or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.